This is a podcast from bbclearningenglish.com. For more information, visit our website. Frankenstein, Episode 6. The Creature Declares War Against Man.
Hello. I'm the creature, and I've been telling you and my creator, Victor Frankenstein, about my experience meeting people. Some feared me, some hated me, and finally I found a man who was kind to me. Well, he was blind and couldn't see my ugly face. But I hoped he might help me persuade others I'm good and loving. There I was, in his house, when his children arrived. What would they do when they saw me?
Sister, she's fainted. Get away from my father, you monster. Don't be frightened, Dad. Get out of here, ugly monster.
Oh!
This will show you.
Please don't hurt me.
Out!
Son, what's going on?
Oh, that boy beat me with a stick. And he beat me and beat me. I could have killed him, but I just ran away. I was really angry. I wanted to be their best friend. But it was not going to happen. That's when I decided life is a war against man. Then I thought you, Dr. Frankenstein, might be the only person to give me some answers. You, my creator.
How did you know where I lived?
Papers I took from your laboratory in Germany said you came from Geneva. And that's where I was going. It took me 2 months to reach the place. One night, I was ready to go to sleep when I heard the voice of a child. The beautiful boy looked innocent, and I thought he might accept my appearance. I decided that I would take him with me to be my friend. I wouldn't be lonely anymore. But when I caught him, well, I tried to tell him I wouldn't harm him.
Let me go, horrible monster! Let me go, or I'll tell my daddy. He's a powerful man. He'll beat you. His name is Frankenstein.
That name took me by surprise. The name of my enemy. I felt so much hate. I put my hands around his neck and I held it. Yes, I held it tight, and suddenly I realized he went silent.
My brother William. My father is called Alphonse, Alphonse Frankenstein, and he doesn't even know about you.
I knew this would make you suffer. You made me suffer. And now I realized I could make you suffer too.
And what happened to Justine, William's nanny, who was executed as his murderer?
I found this lovely woman sleeping in a hut. I thought about waking her up, but I was sure she wouldn't be nice to me. She should suffer for that.
And what did you do?
I put a locket with the picture of a woman I took from the boy's body in her pocket. My life is very sad, and I made her pay for it.
Horrible creature. You're responsible for the deaths of two good and innocent people.
I told you I was good too. But now I'm sad and alone. Nobody will ever love me. Unless you create a woman. A monster like me, whom I can share my life with.
Another monster like you? No.
What I ask you is fair. If you give me another creature that looks like me, I could go and take it far away to South America. I'll make sure nobody will ever see us again.
No more contact with people?
No, never again.
Let me think about it. I'll tell you my decision next time.